listening to episode number 78. This podcast is all about learning to sit quietly in the presence of God and our own soul. We're here to gently pursue the practice of listening to God, to what He might want to reveal to us about our souls, and the invitation He might be extending to us in light of what we see. We want to lean in, listen closely, and then respond to Him, knowing that the one who loves us will also take gentle care of us as we trust and follow Him. My hope is that these few minutes together today might be a sweet time of pause in our often hurried and noisy lives. If you are part of a church that follows the liturgical church calendar, you will be very familiar with the fact that this week is Holy Week. For all Christian traditions, though, liturgical or not, this is certainly the most sacred week of the year, the one in which we celebrate the Passion of Jesus Christ, culminating with His crucifixion on Good Friday and His resurrection on Easter morning, and all that it means for us. So I think it's only appropriate that in today's scripture, we peer into the very moments of Jesus' death as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23 and verses 44 to 46. By this time, it was about noon, and darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down the middle. Then Jesus shouted, "Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands." And with those words, he breathed his last. This is the word of the Lord. It is absolutely true and given to us in perfect love. Thanks be to God. I'm usually pretty much the last one to hear about anything newsworthy, so I'm sure you've already heard that there will be a solar eclipse on April 8th. Depending on where you are in the U.S., Mexico, or Canada, you may be able to observe this unusual phenomenon, which NASA explains happens when the moon passes between the Earth and Sun, completely blocking the face of the Sun. The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk. This particular solar eclipse is a total eclipse, which won't happen in the contiguous United States again until 2044. So if this is the first you're hearing of it, you're welcome, and I hope you get to observe it. I'll attach a link to NASA's article in the show notes so you can get all the helpful information. I think the timing of this eclipse is pretty great, although it would be even better if it was happening this week, because it's going to give us a super tangible experience of what it was like at the moment of Jesus' death. Except that even with a total eclipse, the sky only darkens as if it were dawn or dusk, and the scripture says that complete darkness fell across the whole land for 3 hours. Right in the middle of the day, the light from the sun was just gone. According to some Bible scholars, the physical darkness was symbolic of the evil that was taking place in that moment. Others say it was symbolic of, or even to protect the observers from the judgment that Jesus endured in that moment. Either way, the heaviness of the darkness was felt. But the other thing that happened in that same moment was that the curtain in the temple was torn in two. The curtain separated the place called the Holy of Holies from the people. Only the high priest was allowed to enter that space where God's presence dwelled, and then only once a year. But at the death of Jesus, that curtain was torn in two right down the middle. Scripture itself tells us elsewhere the clear symbolism of this was that because of the death of Jesus, we no longer need to approach God through the sacrificial system He set up for the Israelites during the time of Moses. Jesus was the only sacrifice we needed. The symbolism in these verses are a great summary of all that was accomplished for us when Jesus died on the cross. Jesus endured God's judgment of all the sins of all mankind for all of time in his perfect body, which opened the door for us to have access to God's presence relationally. This is it, friends. This is the moment that changed all of history. And the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday morning proves it. God accepted Jesus' perfect sacrifice, and we can now be free from the power of sin and the fear of death in our lives. One short 13-minute podcast episode cannot possibly unpack all that this means for us if we believe in Jesus. But thankfully, it doesn't have to. There are endless resources available to help us dive deeper into this truth. Today, I want to give us each the opportunity to simply consider a couple of things. So, as we begin our time of purposeful quiet today, take a moment. Get your body comfortable. Close your eyes if that is helpful. Take a deep breath and become aware of God's loving presence with you right now. I'd like to offer a prayer for each of us. Lord Jesus, thank you for willingly going to the cross for my sake. Thank you for demonstrating what absolute obedience to the Father looks like. Thank you for enduring the judgment for my sins on the cross. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for making it possible for me to have an ongoing relationship with you, for tearing the curtain in the temple and making it safe for me to enter your presence because of the death of your Son, Jesus. Help me to grow in understanding of all that you accomplished for me in that moment. Amen. Over the next few minutes, I'll provide time for you to consider, have you personally accepted the sacrifice of Jesus on your behalf yet? If not, are you ready to do that today? Take these next few minutes to talk to God about your gratitude that Jesus is the one who made it possible for you to have a relationship with him in spite of your imperfection and sins. If you've already come into a relationship with God through Jesus, just spend these next few minutes thanking God again for initiating the relationship with you and doing all that was required to make you right with him. We did nothing to deserve it on our own. Thank you. Father God, I pray that Holy Week would be a special time in the year that we each treasure and reflect on the unsurpassable sacrifice of Jesus for us. But I also pray that Holy Week would not be the only time that we reflect on it. The fact that we can approach you in prayer at any time, in any place, and for any reason is an incredible privilege. The knowledge that you welcome us into your presence with lavish love and compassion ought to be so incredibly humbling for us. Lord, help us to treasure this gift always, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, happy Easter, friends. Once again, I'm honored that you would choose to spend some of your precious time with me here. Thank you. As always, the questions from today's episode are in the show notes if you ever want to refer back to them. And if today's episode was helpful to you, please consider sharing it with a friend. I hope you'll join me again next time for another episode, and that along the way, we'll both learn what it looks like and how we benefit when we're quiet on purpose. Until then, take a few minutes, take a deep breath, get quiet on purpose, and enjoy God's presence with you this Easter weekend. He loves you so much.